Hello, Pillow Talk Audio. It is Lost Among Pines, and it's been a quiet day for me, so I thought I'd change up my afternoon a bit and record the accent tag for you, even though I am almost certain my accent, my dialect, whatever, is fairly neutral. I tend to say a couple words with an interesting whatever. You can guess where I'm from, but whatever. Okay, so it's going to be hard not to say these words with a little explanation for each one, but I will, and I will ramble, and that's how this will go. Also, I am sitting outside, so please forgive any barking dogs or silly birds that may sing in the background. Okay, so the words are ant, roof, route. However, I occasionally do say route, so if the main exception would be, I guess, like Route 66 or Route whatever in terms of highways, I would say, if I'm going to change the direction something's going in, I would probably say rerouting. I would not say rerouting. But I might say en route instead of en route. Okay. Wash, oil, theater, iron, salmon, caramel. But again, it depends on what I'm talking about. If I'm talking about sweet popcorn, I'm probably going to say caramel corn. But if I'm talking about making a fresh, sugary treat, I might say caramel. I made caramel sauce. Fire, water, shore. I do say shore. Data, ruin, crayon, New Orleans, pecan. Or do I say pecan? Pecan pie? No, pecan pie. Pecan pie. Both. Again, probably. Spitting image. Alabama. Lawyer. Which, for whatever reason, makes me think of Arrested Development. So, you may have heard of Bob Loblaw. I can't even say it. Bob Loblaw's Loblog. There's an inside joke for you if you'd like one. Coupon or coupon. Coupon, I think. Mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, and envelope. Okay, questions. What is the thing, or what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That's called TPing, and I never did that, and I hope that never happens to me, how about let's not TP someone's house? What is the bug that when you touch it, it curls up into a ball? That is definitely a roly-poly. What is the bubbly carbonated drink called? That is soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you say to address a group of people? I would say, hey guys, or hey everyone, but I would not say y'all. What do you call the kind of spider or spider-like creature that has an oval-shaped body and extremely long legs? That is a daddy long legs. What do you call your grandparents? They were always, I only knew one set of grandparents. And it was Grandma and Grandpa Tom. Let's see. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry your groceries at the supermarket? That is a cart or a shopping cart. Number 9. What do you call it when rain falls when the sun is shining? Beautiful? Is there a name for that? I don't know if I have an actual name for that, but I remember the first time I realized that was happening. So story time for you. I was driving with my grandpa, and we were driving down a street to his house, and I remember it was a drive that we took all the time. It was nothing out of the ordinary drive-wise, but I remember it raining over his truck and seeing the sun ahead, and I'm not sure how old I was, maybe five or so, maybe six, but I never realized that that could happen. I remember very clearly that happening. It was a really neat experience. I remember that very clearly. That wasn't a question, but there you go. I have no idea what that's called. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? When I was a kid and spent more time with my grandparents, it was the clicker, because that's what they called it. But now it's the remote. Okay, so those are my accent tags. Trying to think of other things I say weird. I've been told that I occasionally say milk, M-E-L-K, instead of milk. And milk sounds weird to me. I'm going to get some milk. Yeah, there's a definite E in it. And I also add an E to, when I'm not paying attention to it, to the word pillow. So, if I'm just talking about what is under my head, I would say pillow, not pillow. But I have noticed that when I'm saying the word in context to maybe the subreddit, I would say pillow talk audio. It might just be because the other words are there. So, that was Rambly Times, and that's it. You guys are great.